When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
What's up, Matt Valdez here. March Madness is here, and Crab Sports is giving all new customers up to $500 in free bets after they place their first qualifying bet.
Drab here as well. Crab Sports is offering up to 50% boost on all college basketball parlays. The more legs you place, the higher profit boost you will receive.
If you're betting the tournament, make sure you bet locally with Crab Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Please gamble responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 years of age and older.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies. Just chowing on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ah ha ha ha.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. This is episode 125. This is Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez. Drab kind of caught me off guard there.
I'm ready to go. You want to dilly-dally all day? You want to be here all afternoon?
I do not.
I'm ready to go.
Drab, thoughts and prayers to Drab today. He's had a rough day.
If you say that enough times, maybe it will come through, but you haven't heard me say I'm having a bad day. You keep telling me I'm having a bad day. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, I know you're a faulty measurer. That doesn't literally does not hurt my feelings at all.
Hey,
you wanted to tell the entire audience that I have a small Johnson to make you feel better because you have a low self-esteem.
Did you end up measuring in front of a mirror?
No.
I thought you were going to do that.
I know I don't have an under 2-inch nose.
I'm begging someone to come in here and prove it. We had two people prove it today. I measured and Mar measured.
Mar never measured me.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Are you positive?
He didn't do like, I think he just looked at my nose.
Why do you think I would shortchange you? I have no reason to shortchange you.
Well, you're a bully.
I'm not a bully.
You're obsessed with penis size.
I am not obsessed with penis size.
No, if you can't even admit that, if you can't admit that, then we won't get anywhere. You and EB and myself, to a certain degree, are obsessed with penis size.
No, we're obsessed with nude photos.
I have no problem telling people that I have a small Johnson.
I don't have a problem saying it either.
Okay, I want you to say it. I have a small Johnson.
I have a small Johnson.
Do you mean that?
Yeah, I mean it. Do you mean it?
No, I have my Johnson's fine. It's working overtime.
Hey, this is how I know that it really got under Drab's skin, because if my nose was 1 inch, I would laugh about it and kind of just let it go, and I would lean into the joke. Drab's not leaning into the joke.
I'm self-deprecating all the time.
Yeah, I know you are. You're not leaning. You're fighting it. You're asking for for remeasures, and you're like the referee who takes his card and
honestly
sticking it between the chain and the first down marker.
I need someone besides my bully to measure
bully.
My nose.
I'm not your bully. I'm your friend.
No,
I'm your compadre.
You like to put
I'm
me
your,
down.
I'm your
you
work
like to,
wife.
You like to put me down, and you want everyone to think that you got a bigger Johnson than me.
Why did you constantly ask for a redo, a remeasure?
It was just being funny. I was being funny, right? Okay. Don't take it so seriously.
No. This is how I know you were taking it very seriously.
Okay.
Is that you were so flabbergasted. I think you measured my nose four times. Right?
I like the difference. Can I say something? I like having a small nose. You somehow, you want to walk around with this big honker on your face.
I think my nose is proportional to my body.
No. Because you want to sit now to feel like you got a big Johnson.
I don't.
I'm proud to be a member of a small nose society.
Okay.
And maybe there's a correlating to my Johnson size. Maybe there's not.
I think it's a bunch of hogwash. I think it's just a New York Post story.
Well, of course, there's no directive. It was a segment killer because the idea of it is funny. And then measuring Roger and his huge nose.
That was a stroke of genius, by the way.
Who said that? EB or was it you?
What?
Who wanted to measure Roger?
I think I asked you to.
Okay.
Because Roger was doing the measuring, and then I think I said we should measure Roger's nose. Just
Roger's nose is protruding though. Like once you look at it, you're like, oh my god, that is huge.
Roger looks like Nosferatu. He's got that kind.
Did the biddies enjoy a segment of non QB talk? I know you guys all bitch about that. This is bit season. Where are all the bits? You guys, everyone's just draft coverage every day.
Is that the talk?
I hear it on Twitter all the time and nonstop. When's a bit season? Too much draft talk.
I didn't realize that was a talking point.
Well, of course people are. The junkies say it themselves.
This is peak bit season. This is what you do in bit season. Is find a story, measure a nose, and go from there.
We have told you guys a million times. First off, they have the number 2 pick. There's nothing we can do about that. We have to cover it. Also, bit season never ends. We've addressed this a million times. If there's a funny segment that we can kill, we'll do it. Now, the cakes to pay thing.
Speaking of bits.
That is prime bits. And I am so excited about these. This is exciting.
We are working vigorously behind the scenes to get this done. Just because the price that cakes gave us was just so cheap in terms of money they've made throughout their career, the longevity of the bet itself. Because let's do some math here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 365 days in a year. How much is Cakes getting paid a day to wear that toupee?
Let's do some math here. 10,000.
2,000 divided by 365. So what is that? That's
$27 a day.
So Cakes is getting paid $27 a day just to have that thing glued to his hair.
Now look,
it's extremely cheap.
Here's where I disagree with you. I think the hair system is going to look good on Cakes. Okay,
I know you so well. This is strange,
but it's going to look good. Like if you just saw this guy and you didn't know it was Cakes, you wouldn't think, "Oh my god, look at that ridiculous toupee that guy's wearing."
I also think that this is a drab experiment.
Of course it is.
I know the underlying excitement.
He's the guinea pig.
Yes, the underlying excitement for this is so Drab wants to know if it's worth an investment on his behalf. He wants to see up close and personal how it fits Cakes, how he looks, how he has to maintain it, if anyone compliments him or not. Ulterior motive is because Drab is interested in a hair system.
Well, that's no secret.
I know it's not a secret.
Also, thank you for referring to it by its scientific name. what I envision happening is it's going so well. And the client, a possible client, like say we find someone, they advertise on the station, Cakes gets paid, whatever it is, going so well. And so many biddies and so many junkie listeners are hitting these people up for their own wig that they say, we got to keep this going. Who's next? Yeah, who's next?
Drab,
would you like a free wig on your head?
You know what it's like?
It looks so good on Cakes.
It's like when I had my LASIK procedure.
Mm-hmm. Everyone gets a turn.
So I finally had my LASIK procedure done, and they were so happy with the campaign, they wanted to redo it. And obviously, I can't get LASIK done twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, can your brother do LASIK? And so my brother got LASIK out of it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The junkie's tentacles went all the way down to Mike Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers got LASIK, and he ended up giving me $1,000. My brother gave me $1,000 because it was all done in trade. And so we both made out on it. Yeah. But you know what it's like?
Hmm.
I equate cakes getting hair to, like, you ever change up your style? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you just have a new look.
Okay.
I kind of think it's like that. You go for a new look. Like, all of a sudden you become the skater boy kind of look. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Different phase. Yeah,
it's a different phase in your life. It's gonna have some sort of awkward transition phase to it. But if Cake sticks with it long enough, then I think people will just kind of see him as the person with hair.
I think what we need to do when we get this all done, Valdez, is do this as a proper, just smashing radio bit where we tease it, we set up a haberdasher, right? Okay. Like a full makeover. That's what I'm envisioning.
So after the hair, it becomes like a pretty woman face.
All, like, maybe all at once. I'm not quite sure how this would work, but all the same day. Where, you know, remember on, like, Jenny Jones, where they would come in looking like a slob and they would disappear?
From geek to chic.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. I knew you'd be interested in that.
All right. Now I'm perked up. All right. You have a Rude Jude.
Sure. So we have Amy Allville in here, right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
She gets to see the before and after, and then we have the cameras on her and the microphones on her, and then we play the Pretty Woman music, and Cakes is getting his hair system done. He's got a new suit.
So it's all like waiting for him.
Yeah, and then he walks through that door with all of us in the room.
And he has a blazer that hides his love handles.
Yes.
And he has slimming shirts and slimming pants.
Mm-hmm. No more MGM gear. Iron Maiden shirt.
Viore sweatpants with the Iron Maiden shirt.
Right, like he's wearing a suit.
He looks like he's ready for a night on the town.
And it's like a Fab Five thing. Get Karamo back in here.
Have Tan pick out an act.
Are you intrigued?
Cakes is a perfect candidate for the French tuck.
Yeah. Are you intrigued?
I'm very intrigued.
All right, me too. But the headliner is the new hair.
Right. And then so not only is it just, you know what? The hair would look better on him if you spruce up the clothing too, I feel.
100%.
And I feel like, what if a sponsor is attached to this with the hair system that they're putting on Cakes, that they would want like the full makeover to go with it, because we want to accentuate how the hair looks. This is the problem that I just foresee with all of this happening.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's fun. Cakes getting hair is funny to us because we find toupees funny.
Mm-hmm.
Wigs are funny. You know, Maury's wig won't fall off, right? That's a funny bit.
Mm-hmm.
Clowning on AWOD's dad for having a wig. Right? This is all, but I don't think a company wants to be attached with the possible humility of just looking at Cakes every day, busting out laughing because he has hair.
Well, I think that's the risk that they would have to be willing to take. Maybe it looks horrible. Maybe maybe someone else, like, they might joan on it, but someone at home loves it. I don't know. It's a tough sell for Sam Weiner.
It is.
Right.
That's
why I think at the end of the day, it's probably just going to be crowdsourced, where we put up a GoFundMe and enough listeners raise the money to get to $10,000.
I will add to this that I have had someone reach out to us, mutual friend, listener mm-hmm. of the show, supporter of Bit Season, who has multiple businesses, say that he would pony up the money for Cakes for basically a year's worth of advertising for one of his businesses.
Well, here's the problem. We still have to have a professional do it, right?
So that's not like your friend's going to do it. So that's going to cost money.
Well, even if we give him plugs, are we going to laugh at the craftsmanship of the barber or the stylist in front of him?
No, we're going to wait for him to leave, and then we're going to joan. But I think that might be the way to go, is to basically have Cakes' hair is sponsored by Brand X.
So every time it's brought up.
Yeah, it is mentioned Brand X.
Brand X is said, yeah.
Because I just, that's my fear, is that the company that is doing the hair system is part of the sponsorship program, they're going to be unhappy with how we talk about it. Because the guys are going to be relentless, right? And also, I don't want to have to filter zings and Jones from everybody and ourselves because we want to appease the client. Because what's going to happen? What's going to happen if the client goes and says, "Hey, you know, I thought this was going to be like ribbing and good nature and kind of funny at first, but now it's just downright. It's been 3 months since Cakes had his hair, and you guys just won't stop calling it a toupee. Can you stop calling it a wig? Can you stop making
fun of it?"
Here's
what you don't understand as a man with hair. It's not for you. The guy at home who's bald, like drab, thinks it looks good. Okay? I already know the toupee zings aren't going to stop from you. You're going to say hair plugs. You do the same bit you're going to do with me to get under my skin every time hair transplant is brought up. That's your bit. Now, I want to get more focused on Cakes.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The mindset. Why is Cakes a man with probably multiple millions of dollars in a savings account?
A man of extreme wealth.
What is he doing this for $10,000 for? I mean, a $10,000 endorsement is great. That's awesome. If it's FanDuel or MGM or whatever he's doing, that's great.
Well, as Eric says, Cakes is a slut for money. But deep down, I think the psychology is that
he's intrigued
and he wants the goal obtainable. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like he's dangling the cake. He's basically saying, come and get me. Right? Because if Cakes didn't want to do the hair system, he would have made this an outrageous, you know, pay me $50,000 and I'll do it for the entire year.
Well, CK brought up when I was talking to him about it yesterday after the show that Cakes has a very long history of underselling himself and getting paid not market value. How much did he get paid for staying in the coffin for 48
hours? Wasn't it like $4,000 or $2,500.
$2,500.
Something along those lines.
He brought up something else that he did for very little money that was super like embarrassing and should have been five times that. Cakes getting a toupee, it should be $25,000.
Minimum.
Right?
Now
look, you ask me, how much would I do it for? I would do it for $5,000, probably, to take the risk and not being able to take it off.
You know,
that's the thing. He can't take it off.
This makes me think. I would skin my head every day and then shave it down every afternoon for $10,000 for the year. I feel like.
Well, you've had a close to that before.
Yeah.
When you get a little crazy and.
But I was thinking about like my price, but Cakes' price, I'm with you, is that deep down he's intrigued.
He is intrigued. He misses the hair.
That's why he wants
Amy to swoon for him once again. She probably has all these photos of them from their wedding day when Cakes had hair and around the house. She wants one last ride.
You know, this is what I also, you might think I'm crazy for thinking about this, but this is also what I think contributes to it is that I feel like Cakes has nothing going on at the house, right? Mm-hmm. All of his kids have left.
Drama.
Yeah, all of his kids have left. They have a new dog. There's just like he's an empty nester, and there's just like I don't know. There's like no thrill. I feel like this is kind of like Cakes and Amy's thrill.
Well, we're speaking for Amy. We have no idea how Amy feels. No, I'm guessing Cakes checked in with Amy by now.
But do you kind of get what I'm saying?
Like, that's a possibility.
There's like a boredom. And then I'm not saying that they're bored as a husband wife, but right. I'm just saying like, you know what I mean? There's a boredom factor for Cakes.
I can see that.
Where like he's just, it gives him something to look forward to, look at, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Almost like a challenge maintaining it for an entire year.
I know you brought up the fact that I think it was you maybe or CK that Cakes he's going to have to wash it. He's going to have to learn how to wash that thing, how to take care
shampoo
of it, the maintenance.
It, yeah.
He's going to have to
comb
go back.
It.
Yeah, look, he's going to have to go back in every couple months. They're going to have to reshave his head, take it off, clean it, restyle it, all that kind of stuff.
And also, I don't know if Cakes knows how to take care of hair. Like, does he know what kind of haircut's in style right now?
Of course not. He's going to have to follow the lead of the stylist. I don't even know. Maybe it stays in place. Maybe it looks the same every day. I don't really know. I think you have to style it. Pretty sure.
Also, is Cakes going to have like jet black or jet brown hair?
No.
Or are they going to match it?
They'll match it.
They're going to put some grays in there.
Yeah. They got old man wigs.
Old man rugs.
Yeah. Something for everybody. I'm intrigued. For here's what I love.
I want it to happen. I want it to happen so badly.
I just love that Cakes is in on it. Like there was no hemming and hawing. It wasn't. Let me tell you something. This is happening. If we have to raise it ourselves and it takes a month or 2 months, we will do that.
We will be on the corner.
This is happening probably sometime after the NFL draft, May or June, somewhere in there. Mark your calendar. It's happening.
Memorial Day. We'll do the big reveal. Cakes his hair and Drab's abs.
I kind of like that. Maybe we should do it the whole day of the big reveal. By the way, I might be out on the big reveal.
Explain that. Why? I thought this was your crowning achievement.
People keep asking me about it. I don't care about the big reveal anymore because I'm happy with my progress and where I'm going. I honestly said it as a way to motivate myself to get going, maybe out of fear or something like that. But I'm like locked in. I don't eat a bunch of junk. I'm working out and lifting four days a week. I'm 41, almost 42 years old. I'm not going to look silly. I kind of realized that. Like, at no point am I going to look like Jake Gyllenhaal in Roadhouse. Okay, I don't got the roids. I'm not even on creatine, but I'm losing weight.
You feel better?
I'm firming up. I'm feeling pretty good about myself, right? And you've discussed this before, Valdez, and when people have taken shots at you while you are feeling good about yourself. I don't think I'm secure enough to kind of work through that. Like, that could get me off track. I would feel terrible about myself and lose my zeal to keep working out. I know that if I come in here and take my shirt off, 20% of the people out there are just going to be relentlessly mean.
I know.
Point out my man boobs.
Doesn't matter what you look like.
Doesn't matter, right? Like, and so I'm happy. Like, I'm dialed in. I keep telling myself now that Memorial Day is fastly approaching, I keep telling myself, just think of what you're going to look like a year from now.
Next Memorial Day
225.
I have a bone to pick with you, though.
All right.
But what about the shirtless pictures that are supposed to leak? Remember, we talked about this. The shirtless.
I don't even care. I don't care about those because that's old drab.
Okay. So we can. A compromise.
You know what I mean?
I thought,
I still might do it.
I thought we were supposed to release those pictures on Memorial Day, and then all of a sudden you bust through it.
Right.
My vision of this whole thing.
You're like a kid's running out from the football field or something?
That's exactly what I thought. I was going to have this huge paper mache thing of Drab shirtless and then have you run through it like a homecoming game.
Okay.
And shirtless. All right. With pyrotechnics like the Cubs. Like the Cubs opening
some
day.
Some sparklers.
Mm-hmm. And then
some hot chicks in here.
Yeah, some hot chicks in bikinis cheering you on. Some cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. Give me a D. Give me an R. Give me an A. Give me a B.
Maybe I could be talked into it.
That's what I envision.
But I don't want it to be like the Alex Jones photo, right? Where he's like, he's tan. He's more tan. That's honestly my greatest fear. Like, I'm pretty sure I look better. I've lost some weight, but maybe to the untrained eye or something that I don't look that great. So, but I'm telling you right now, I'm happy with my progress. And you're not alone. Like, if you think I'm some big pussy, whatever, that's fine. Cork thinks I'm pissing Cork off when I mention
because he put all the chips into advertising.
I don't really know what motivates Cork throughout this entire process. I think it's just seeing, somebody that he likes,
fall in love with working out.
I don't think he's in it for the mentions and everyone to saying how great the meal is. Like, I mean, that would be great as a business owner. I'm sure he would love that. But as far as the big reveal, I just don't know. I'm still working on it. I'll tell you this right now. If I don't do the big reveal, and which I know everyone will call me a pussy and all kinds of stuff and a flake and whatever, you know, I will be willing to accept punishment. Like a spanking or a cream pie or whatever you want to do. Okay.
You know what? I'm connecting the dots right now.
What?
No wonder Drab is so gung ho on Cakes' hair reveal. So it bumps Drab's body reveal out of Memorial Day.
I was just thinking the same. You said Memorial Day and it kind of light bulb went off, but I was thinking like June or sometime during the dead period.
This is, and speaking of Cakes' hair, I need Cakes to have hair before summer starts.
Mm.
because I want him to deal with like sweaty head.
What about jumping in the pool?
Well, that
thing getting afloat to the top.
I don't know. That's also something. That's also something I want. I want to have him experience. Is does that thing stay super glued in the Norbeck pool?
When I mentioned this to you the other day about the possibility of not doing. Also, I think I don't. I think Clary's bothering me again.
Why is he? Is
the stallion. Well, I saw him the other day, and there's a little bit of smugness about him now that I don't like. And I don't even know if he'll hear this, but he was asking me, like, I went to the Green Turtle, and he was down there.
Okay.
Yeah, he looks great.
The opening day celebration.
He looks great. With his big head.
Yeah. Big oversized. Does he have an oversized nose?
I don't think so.
That's all I'm going to do now is just look at everyone's nose. Okay, but yes, he has his big.
But he kind of did that same thing where he was like, "Oh, how's your weight loss thing going? You know, how's your workout? He said, "You still working out?" That's actually what he said.
Oh, that is so demeaning to say.
And I'm still like, "Yeah, of
it's
course,
almost
man.
It's almost like it's know, almost know, like he's trying to say
backhanded.
Well, I can't
not
believe,
even backhanded. Like
when are you gonna quit? That's basically what he's saying. When are you gonna quit?
Then he just immediately goes into his bragging about, "Oh, I got so many abs now," and I'm like, "Dude, we're on." I wanted to explain to him
we're on different schedules.
Not only are we in different. I'm happy for you, Clary. I'm happy you're having all this sex and that you're confident again in who you are and even the bravado. But we're on different parallels, like. I know what he was doing. He was trying to compare me to him.
41-year-old drab.
He was like, "You don't have abs." He says, "Yeah." He was like, "You don't have abs.
You don't have abs yet."
I'm like, "Bro, I'm almost 42.
I'm not going to have an
abs. You're 23 years old or 24, whatever you are now. Right. You're in the prime fit.
You know what you should have said? It's actually amazing you got so fat for how young you are." That's what you should say.
No, I like him. I really like him. And he does look great. And I am happy for him. But I don't like his new attitude. His new attitude.
His
smugness where he's just the cock of the walk. Where he thinks that he looks good. And I'm not saying he doesn't, but he thinks he's a 10.
Oh, boy.
Okay. He thinks he's a Clarendon 10, by the way.
No way.
I'm telling you.
No way.
When I asked him if he had abs and the eye roll of like, "Of course I have abs."
Hey,
Brad.
Did he lift his? I would ask.
No, but I punched his stomach a little bit. It was firm. Like, I'm sure he does. But we're on
different stages of life.
We're on different stages of life. If you weigh, you know, if you look like that when you're 41, then I'll, you know, bow down and kiss your abs or whatever. Right? But it's harder to gain muscle when you're.
That's a great punishment.
Hmm.
So you're not going to, if you wuss out of the big reveal, if you opt out. Okay, you hit the transfer portal, you opt out.
Yeah.
All right. In order to not have everything released, not take your shirt off, not do the whole big reveal, you have to lick Clary's abs.
What? Okay. Well, I'll do that. That's fine. I mean, that's just gross, but that's a fair punishment.
That is a very fair punishment.
That's fair.
I mean, because reneging like this is just... there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people invested.
I know, but
I feel like.
Can I tell you something? Wasn't it a bit season thing? Like, I don't know how it became a junkies thing.
It was a bit season thing.
And everyone was like, when's the big reveal on the junkies? Now, I might be misremembering, honestly. I could go back and listen. But I thought it was a bit season thing.
I thought it was, too. And then the junks kind of just adopted it and took it as their own.
And I thought I said, if I don't get in shape, Valdez, you can tweet out this photo.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
That's what I said.
That was the punishment, is tweeting out.
Now I don't really care about that photo. Because you look
a million times better.
I look better than that photo, but I'm just... If I take my shirt off, everyone's going to... I just don't want to be torn down. I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
I know.
So that's where I'm at mentally. I still got, what do we have, a month and a half, almost 2 months here to change my mind, but
You might. You might also... Don't some days you feel better than others? Some days you feel skinnier?
What?
Some days you feel fitter?
Yeah. Yeah, it depends. We need to have like Raj take his shirt off before me, right? All right.
Yeah, you
go back
you
to the Raj.
Yeah, you know you need an opening act.
Wow, Trav, you look great. Yeah.
You need an opening act.
Yeah. All right.
Well, someone where the crowd boos, and then you come out and you save them.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, you know what? We'll get Roger to pull his pants down. Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's take a quick break here. There's a lot of stuff that we want to get into still here, Valdez. I know that we got some radio drama that we're upset. Not upset. We're disappointed the Junkies. They didn't want to get into it earlier this week. But we'll play the audio on this show. I love playing audio from other radio shows, a radio fight. And what else do you want to get into?
I want to talk about a video of AWOD doing a cartwheel. That hit the internet yesterday. Yeah. And then also, I want some more details about how gullible you are on April Fool's.
Oh, all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, cool. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Bit Season.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 125. Just to let you know that today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. I'm enjoying one right now. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season, supports me, supports Drabby. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use that promo code BITSEASON for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy.
Love Don't Sleep. Get some today. And yeah, we've just been crushing this.
I think
Mike Marr is an addict now.
Yeah. Do you know what? You know what? I haven't been sleeping about last night.
What
kind of kept me up?
Mm-hmm.
Is watching this video on a loop that was posted to X, aka Twitter.
Okay.
Of one Adam Epstein,
AWOD, right? Old video producer of the Junkies.
Yeah. Host of Bit Season with us, co-host of Bit Season for a couple episodes. Now thriving middays in Richmond. And he made a mention about it, mentioning Bit Season, because it is Bit Season, so they're doing stuff in studio that's non-sports and out of the ordinary.
I like that he's taking that idea down to Richmond.
I do like that he's trying to grow the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of growing, there's a couple of things growing on Adam. And
what are those things?
His hair. His hair is just out of this world. And number two, he attempted to do a cartwheel in the studio.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of thoughts about this, and I have a lot of thoughts about Adam. You're laughing as you're watching the video. He posts two videos. One, number two is a very unsuccessful cartwheel. Number one is a half-ass cartwheel that he's doing. And I love the hubris of Adam to think that he can athletically do a cartwheel at the age of, how old is he? He's got to be close to 30 now.
He is 30.
Yeah. So at 30 years old, you're not going to be able to do a cartwheel, especially in a confined space of a radio studio.
Well, a better athlete would. I don't know why I'm watching this video. Why Adam would tell, I mean, the bravado. Why am I questioning? This is what he made his entire career on the Junkies for, telling people he could do things that he wasn't physically capable of doing. But to tell people you can do cartwheels and then do one of the worst cartwheels I've ever seen in my life is so embarrassing.
His mind is warped. So he performs two cartwheels. And the thing is, he actually thinks he did them. That's the astonishing part about this.
I know. His first one, he pops up like he was Carrie Strug or something.
He holds a pose.
And he nailed it.
He holds a pose like Simone Biles.
Go to Adam's Twitter and check it out. His Twitter is at AWOD Radio. Check out these clips. That's an Adam specialty. This is what I hear from him. I talk to Adam 5 times a week, probably. Every time I talk to him, he's going on and on about, well, he's the world's greatest pickleball player. He's the world's greatest this.
Why did he not
Nobody's better in the sack than him.
Why did he not undersell? Undersell the whole cartwheel thing,
because that's part of Adam's charm. It also doesn't work for most people. Most people, it's very annoying. But Adam is a lovable character that he can get away with the bravado and then blowing up in his face.
But
being, as we say, the world's greatest punching bag once it does blow up.
But doesn't also, this is something you do in element. Isn't this something you do in elementary school? Like you're having like cartwheel offs, cartwheel contest, round off contest.
No, I like that. I like the idea of it. Can you do a cartwheel?
No, I don't think so. I would attempt one, but I don't think
I know I'm way better than Adam. Here, will you videotape me? I literally have not tried this.
Okay. How long has it been since you've done a cartwheel?
I don't know if I've ever done a cartwheel in my entire life here.
All right. So we're going to video this and then...
Maybe Adam's starting a movement here.
You know, remember planking?
Of course. Right? The plank challenge. But here's the problem. There's lots of lights in here.
Now we're doing wheeling.
There's lots of lights in here.
Okay. Can we turn them down when we do this?
No. It's not about turning them down. It's about breaking them.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to do it out there?
Nah, and then right here.
Okay. Well, remember, Drab was able to do his long jump in a studio that was smaller than this. Okay. All right. So I'm going to video this. All right. I was going to say you should come towards this. Okay. Let me know when you're ready. I'm going to describe the action, and then we're going to set
these lights.
What? I just want to see the flexibility.
Okay.
Because, and then I'll be able to judge if you can do a real one or not. All that's, right. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you kind of want, if you feel like you're going to hit something, I want you to stop. All right. I'm going to give you a 3, 2, 1. Okay. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. Here's Drab's cartwheel. This is for Adam.
Bro. Oh, you smoked him.
Let's go.
You smoked him.
All right, hit stop on that. Let me post it.
Hey, send that to him ASAP. Hey, do you want to review it?
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, review it. Are you winded? A little bit.
Why is the screen white?
Because of the lights.
I got to do this over again. That was pretty good.
That was a good one.
I might have to do it again, though, because it looked like there was a filter over the video here.
I think you should send it.
All right.
Send it regardless. And then have it blame me. But that was, dude, that's a cartwheel.
I may have injured myself.
did you pull a hammer?
I don't know, my shoulder?
Now
the adrenaline's leaving. I think I hurt myself. God, it sucks getting old.
You know what the best part about the cartwheel was? Is that, so, and you saw this in Adam's video, is that in a cartwheel, unless you're tucked in, You're gonna show a little bit of belly.
Did Adam show some? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had a flat belly compared to Adam's spare tire.
And then he also sprained his ankle crashing into the wall.
Is that on purpose?
No, he's just an unathletic, lovable goof.
Hey, but congratulations! I was very impressed.
Thank you. Maybe it's all that with those wads.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, there's something that we should get into here, and it's a good old radio fight. Now, you haven't heard this anywhere on the station this week. Usually, a lot of times we were talking about, maybe it's not your fault. There is so much gunk on my camera. I should clean my camera. You haven't heard this on the Junkies this week, and this is from the Left in the Binder series of behind the Glass.
What segment did we introduce yesterday? Tell me I'm wrong. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
All right.
We put this in the Junkies binder for like 5 straight days, and they just refused. I don't know. Every time they got to it, they didn't say they didn't want to do it, but they just never do it when it got to it. And I always liked playing in Valdez, like to play audio from other radio shows. I don't know why I get a kick out of it. Maybe just like peeking in to see how they're doing things.
It's also, it's part of our industry. So that has some intrigue to it.
Usually they're sports rants that we play on the Junkies, like hot takes or something like that, or hosts blowing their stack.
No, but when hosts are fighting, that's a different
story. When hosts are fighting, that's kind of, you know, and look, Valdez grew up, you know, listening to the Junkies, but he also is a big O&A fan.
I'm a radiophile.
He's a radiophile. Like Stern, when Stern was being mean those days. But O&A,
Love Sponge.
O&A have legendary fights with each other.
Yes.
You know, I grew up, I didn't grow up, but I listened, when I got involved in radio on the talk side, it was with Big O and Dukes. And there's nothing more that Chad Dukes loves more than a good fight. So I was trained over the years. And this is just kind of what gets us off a little bit, like in the radio are these fights. Now, WFAN in New York is the world's number one sports radio station.
Legendary.
Legendary. been around for, I don't know, almost 40 years now. But it is, you know, that's where the best of the best usually end up working. And their PD is named Spike Eskin. Yes, son of Howard Eskin from Philadelphia. Now, Spike is leaving soon. I don't know the exact date, but he will be leaving WFAN and moving to an on-air position back in Philadelphia, which he had once before. So Spike is not only a programmer, but he's also a talent. So he's leaving to go back to Philadelphia here shortly. I think he's doing the show from New York at this point. So he's doing both jobs.
That's a very weird dynamic when a PD is hosting a show.
Now, what I find interesting about this audio is that a lot of people of WFAN in New York are saying that it's a fake fight.
So people at the station are dubbing it as a fake
No,
fight.
Listeners.
Oh, listeners are dubbing it as a fake
right?
fight.
All right. So let's go ahead and take a listen to the audio from opening day last week in New York of Spike Eskin, the program director, calling out one of his hosts who is absent.
Evan, it's Spike.
Uh-oh.
Who? Since when are you not at work today?
It's opening day, bro. It's a holiday. I know you're new around here.
I'm new around here. Well,
yeah,
somebody who's...
Day. It's
Come
opening
on, man.
Day, bro. This is what I do.
No. I'm not kidding. This is what I do. I knew you weren't going to be here yesterday, but it wasn't a full show. Nobody said anything to me about you not being here today.
You still here, or did you go away to Philadelphia?
It's one thing for you to come into work looking like a schlub every day with your clothes not washed and your hair not cut and your beard not cut, but it's a complete different thing when everybody's relying on you to host a radio show whose ratings are we're dependent. Our livelihood is dependent on the success of this radio show. But you want to go to a baseball game.
I know you don't understand that talk show hosts can be fans, too. You have this idea of talk show hosts giving big, stupid opinions and not giving a crap. I give a crap. OK,
well, you know what that makes you? I'm glad that you will have your membership card to the Mets fan club. But we're doing work here. So you either work here or you don't, Evan. I'll see you before. Hang up the
here.
Phone on him. Hang up the phone, Connor. He's gone.
Are you that mad?
I am.
It's just a baseball
game. You should be
game,
mad, too. I'll call Craig. Craig would have been here. If Evan's not here by 4 o'clock, it's Tiki and Friends next week.
Wow.
That's all I got.
All right. My first question I have is, why do people think that is made up? It seems very real to me.
It seems real to me, but I've seen in comments where people have saying that WFAN has been doing fake bits for a couple of years. Now, look, there is no greater insult than when someone says you're doing a fake bit.
That's basically calling someone a liar.
To take you behind the scenes of a radio fight, of course, if it was like out on the street or in a normal business environment, you would not go to those lengths usually, right? Mm-hmm. Of a fight, of putting your finger in someone's face and saying F you or whatever.
Attacking someone personally just for whatever reason, it only happens in radio, I feel like.
Well, of course it's going to be elevated on the air because you know you're being an entertainer. You know that there's real beef. You definitely have real beef, but sometimes it gets just blown up. It's almost encouraged. The fight is almost encouraged in radio.
It's school. In it's other environments, behavior.
In other environments, it would be, oh my God, absolutely not. You do not talk to a colleague that way, right?
Yeah. It would be
suspended.
Go on the other side of the office while we work this out.
For whatever reason, it's encouraged in radio. TV? No. Talk radio? Yes.
Yeah.
So it's just a weird workplace.
It's like a jungle.
Yeah. So look. I love this. And this happened a week ago. I spent the whole weekend DM and Valdez and CK going, what do you guys think? Is this real? Is this a real fight? What is going on? It's kind of wild to see a program director come on the air. Have you ever, when's the last time you guys heard CK in the studio with a junkie?
It doesn't happen often. And the only time he gets brought in is
if
he's called in and if there's any kind of administrative thing that they want to ask him or blow a spot up about.
Yeah. But to have a program director call out his talent on the air like that is almost unheard of.
And also give an ultimatum.
And give an ultimatum. Be here by 4 o'clock.
Or I'm firing.
Now, like that part had to be shtick. Because I saw that later in the show or something like that, they were looking at the clock and it was 4 o'clock. And I don't doubt that Spike was mad, okay, that his guy wasn't there. And also, I couldn't stop thinking about the junkies when I watched this video.
Why did you think of the junkies?
Well, the junkies wouldn't even, for better or worse, wouldn't even think about it would be a problem if they weren't here on opening day. Right? Like,
okay.
Draft day, sure. Right? Draft, the Friday after the draft, which I think has happened mm-hmm. before. Like, at this point, there are really no days at this point in their career, on this show specifically, where it would be a problem with CK if one of the guys wasn't here.
Oh, hold on. It would be a problem the day after, if the Redskins were, or Commanders okay, were in the Super playoffs Bowl. Or Super Bowl, the Monday afterwards?
No, because it's that's the wrap around Christmas. Now, that changed when they added the other game. But in years past, when the Redskins would make the playoffs, like Kirk Cousins 2016, the RG3 2012, it was either a 2 or 3 man show. Maybe somebody came in, but somebody was definitely out.
I always remember, was it the day after the World Series? Somebody was
gone.
I think JP was not.
Somebody
here.
Was, right,
JP
right.
was on vacation.
Yes.
The day after.
One of those two games. Or in the fall, now we used to have this rule of like, no, nobody's taking time off. You got to be here for the fall. And about 10 years ago, Bish started taking the Thanksgiving wraparound. And now it's kind of just everyone kind of, if they need a day or they need a week to fill out all their vacation, they're going to take that time. That's more important than, and I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just kind of, it's changed a little bit.
Also, this show has the luxury of basically saying, okay, you have 3 other people that can carry the load.
That is true.
Unlike
a two-man show,
Yeah, very different. Like if
especially Tiki. I mean, you guys know baseball in New York. I mean, that's king. And then you're leaving Tiki, a football player,
to fend for himself
on opening day. Now, they may have had another co-host in there. I don't know, but didn't sound like it.
Hold on. But this is also, this is what makes me think is the comment from the host saying, this is what I do.
Well, he was saying, this is what I do. I'm a fan first.
So did he just completely neglect his on-air duties to go to opening
day?
No,
I think what he thinks is, I'm a fan. I have days off. I'm going to take them.
So it's on Spike then, because Spike approved the days off, right?
Well, how I always think things, and a lot of the comments where people were like, it's his time off. He should be able to do it whenever he wants.
There's an unwritten code.
There's an unwritten code in this industry, sports radio, that Colin Cowherd wouldn't take off the day after the Super Bowl, right?
I know.
You just can't do that. There are days you are expected to be working. Now, technically, probably can.
Yeah.
Is it a good idea?
No.
No. Because that will, you know, long term, it will reflect poorly on you. Or there might even be blockout dates where you say, you know, you just can't miss. Sorry. So some shows or some places have blockout dates. Some jobs have blockout dates.
I think that's where the
guys. If you're an accountant, you can't be taken off April 14th. Okay. It doesn't work that way.
That's where I think the junk's reality is warped.
Mm-hmm.
Like they think that they could just, like, if they wanted to go to the Super Bowl, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And enjoy the Super Bowl. And they got offered tickets. I feel like they think that they could take a day off the day after the Super Bowl for flying back.
Possibly.
And
look, we do that the week before or 2 weeks before with MLK Day.
I know. But that's where I feel like they have the luxury of being able
to
do days like
that. If the Commanders were playing in a playoff game the day before MLK Day, we would be here. Or 3 or the whatever, like, we would be here.
We would figure it out. The show would be live.
Yeah. Or if the Commanders were really good, right? Say we were really good.
Then Thanksgiving.
Or they're undefeated. Or maybe they're like 15-1 or something, and it's Christmas. The day after Christmas. Like, we would probably be here. The team sucks. The season's always a disaster at the end for the most part. So it's not as much pressure.
Did you like the name?
I can't believe totally forgot about that. Somebody wasn't here the day after either Caps or Snats won.
No,
you're right. You know, that definitely happened.
Because I completely. Also,
I think it was the Caps because somebody went to Port. I think JP was in Puerto Rico or something.
Might have
like
been
that.
The Caps. And
we called him out on the poor planning.
I specifically remember someone missed the parade. One of the, I think it was the Nats parade.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You know what I get sized for? The phrase all hands on deck.
I guess I should all hands on deck too.
Hey, I am a all pro, all star, Hall of Famer when it comes to all hands on deck things.
Hey, I was kind of leaning towards this whole WFAN thing was a work until I heard the apology. Now, the apology that came out on Monday mornings, right? So that over the weekend, I'm guessing somebody from corporate and WFAN is an Odyssey. So it's one of our corporate people reached out to Spike and their talent and said, look, you have to go on the air and issue an apology for your guys' behavior last week. Now, listen to this audio and tell me if you still think it was fake.
When I was on the Evan and Tiki show on Friday, I used language and phrasing that was not appropriate. Given my management position, it is unbecoming to discipline an employee in front of others, and in this case, in front of you, the listener. In truth, I have no idea whether Evan's family likes it when he's home, so I will not speculate on that, and I apologize for doing so. I also should not comment on Evan's appearance, as I know that that can be a sensitive issue for some. Evan, I hope you, as well as Tiki, Tommy, and Sean, can forgive me for my outburst. Whether Evan should have been at work or not is no reason to behave in that manner. WFAN and its employees deserve more respect than I showed on Friday. Thank you.
Now, what you can't see at the end of that is that Spike grabs his apology, written apology or whatever it is, and just like storms out of the studio. Like he was like, I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. He wasn't laughing or having a good time with it.
It wasn't funny to him.
It wasn't funny.
Do you think the host contacted HR or corporate to tell them how he was treated?
Probably called his agent. His agent then called the PD Spike and I'm sure. I mean, it was all over social media, so I'm sure the directors at Odyssey saw it and reached out.
Do you think, and this is where, if Spike had not threatened his job, then...
Yeah, you can't do that. First of all, you can't do that.
That's one. I think in terms of the hierarchy of where Spike went wrong, that was number one, is threatening your job publicly.
Well, that, but...
And also threatening your job, period.
A PD cannot cut the legs out from the host. You want them to look great. Why are you trying to make your host look stupid? Now, you could say the same for producers.
I think the guys...
We're here to make them look good, and Valdez and I definitely don't do that.
Yeah, I think the guys look like Lieutenant Dan when we get done with them. But it's the threatening of the job, and then I guess it's minor, but the comments about the appearance. I guess you can't really do that nowadays. When in radio fights,
we're looking sloppy.
Yeah.
No, that was fine. I thought that was fine. Here was my problem: when Spike said, "Hang up on him, hang up on him," that is a no-no. First off, you're abusing your authority.
Uh huh.
Why, in the middle of a fight, are you trying to hang up on the other on your opponent?
It's also
that is poor radio fight.
Yes,
you can't hang up on the other end just so you get the last word.
I've talked about it a million times. People, when you do have a radio fight, I will never engage in a radio fight if I'm on over the phone.
Because you have the other person has the upper hand.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
Control the conversation.
Yes, the person behind the mic has the higher ground.
Yeah.
It's a little disappointing the fact that Spike didn't wipe the floor with them when he was on mic as opposed to over the phone.
Maybe he was holding back a little bit because it was his talent, but the whole thing was weird. But I loved it.
Yeah.
But I thought it was.
Hey, remember our New Year's resolution?
More fights.
More fights.
We've had zero. I think.
No, we've had a fight. Remember?
You calling? Getting your panties in a bunch about?
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, and I called Eric a liar.
That's not true. Eric screamed at me like three times this year. In mostly in the producer studio. Hey, one last thing before.
Before we call it quits, you mentioned on air, you told the story, and I appreciate you doing this, is you getting duped on April Fool's.
I know, I got duped.
I think that's going to be our new show tradition, is not trying to dupe you, but just like all the stuff that made us raise an eyebrow on April Fool's. I really appreciated that. That was nice.
I mean, I was fully aware that it was April Fool's Day, right? But I was more thinking of it as like a work thing.
Yeah.
Don't get duped at work. All kinds of fake stories are going to be out there. Double check, cite everything, Right.
You wouldn't think a family member would pull a prank on you.
Well, I guess I would. But I would think it would be something silly, right? Uh-huh. Like something jumps out at me, a fake spider or something. You know what I mean? Like with my kids. I wouldn't expect, and if you missed it, go back and listen to April 2nd on the Junkies, where I let the guys know that my wife pulled an April Fool's Day prank on me when she called me crying, literally crying.
She should be an actress.
She could be an actress with this type of manipulation. With my kids in the car crying, saying that, don't be mad. Same line she used before. It happened again. The airbags exploded. And then she tried saying she didn't do anything this time, that she turned on the car and boom, they exploded. And in my mind, it honestly seemed possible because those things were put back in by the body shop. Right? It's not like it was the body shop tucked them in.
Yeah, they could have
put
easily
all the parts back in. And I thought, well, I don't know. I don't know how these things work. Maybe there was a miscalculation.
Popped
and
like a pimple.
Popped, yeah. Just it was stuffed in there wrong. And I'm like, oh my. And then I say, stop. Like, I'm thinking like an insurance thing because she was driving.
Right.
And my first thought was, I didn't even say you're okay this time. Right? I literally didn't even say that.
You didn't even think about it being unsafe to drive.
I could tell she was driving. I said, stop. Go back to the parking lot. What are you doing? Don't drive. And I wasn't thinking for her safety. I was thinking from an insurance thing. Like, I don't know why. First thought it was, if these things just exploded out of nowhere, then we need to have someone come look at the car.
Yeah, she also shouldn't be driving because it's unsafe.
That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking strictly insurance thing. Money. You're going to screw this up. Yeah. And she was crying, and she said, I'm already almost home. Because my wife works 5 minutes down the road. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, what? I just cursed a million times.
Did you curse in front of your kids?
I'm sure I was on speakerphone.
Oh.
I don't even remember. I'm sure.
You were enraged.
I was enraged. Like, I just went through this whole process. I run down to the, you know, and I, for some reason, you thought it was funny that I greet my kids in the bar.
No. It's not funny that you greet your kids. I think you said that your wife calls you every time she's on her, like,
yeah,
when she's getting ready to pull in.
Yeah, she's a minute away.
It makes me think, like, that's daddy's warning to put the Pornhub away.
Those are different hours. Can't have that ever be interrupted.
Yeah. You're going to knock at the door. Better put your hog away.
So I run down to the driveway, and I'm sitting there, and I'm steaming, and I'm out there, and I'm like, where is she? And that's what at first thought crossed my mind. And I'm like, is this possible? It's fake. Is this possible?
You didn't see any of the airbags explode.
No, she wasn't even there yet. I'm standing in the parking lot like Will Smith in the empty living room, like looking around, like, where are they? And then they pull around the corner in our development, and I see her driving straight on, and I'm looking, and I'm like, can't tell. She's getting closer, and I'm like, I don't see anything hanging down. I can't tell. Closer, and then I see a big eating grin on her face. And she's pulling into the driveway. And I go, you got to be kidding me. And I don't even open her door. I open the kids' door. Because I can't really see them because the windows are dark.
It was smart on her part to have the kids say, we got you.
Yeah. And then I open the doors. And then they are all laughing their asses off. Saying, we tricked you. We tricked you. And you know what? And I started screaming. She was, I guess, recording. I don't know. She recorded maybe like 30 seconds into me screaming.
I was like, what are you doing?
I was like, what are you doing? That is not funny. You do not joke around about that. And then I couldn't be so, like, because my kids were right there. And I didn't want to, you know. But she got me. She got me good. That is unfair. That is inappropriate. April Fool's Day prank.
I was thinking after you told the story. You know what the junk should have done on April Fool's is they all should have just like been hanging out in the back, one of the back studios. Mm-hmm. All right, and it's 5:59:20, and none of them are in the studio.
Okay. And we're panicking.
And we're sitting there. We're panicking. We don't know what to do. We're calling CK. Mm-hmm. We're putting together a best of segment for the 6 o'clock segment. And then all of a sudden, like right when we're freaking out, they jump from the outside and go, April Fools.
They should have sent a text. Hey, CK should have sent a text or something.
Yeah.
Hey, said, hey, heard... heard there's bad traffic. Why don't you guys start the show by yourselves? Or
that would have been, dude. that would have been hysterical,
right? And then we're like 2 minutes into hosting.
Yeah,
and Patty, not knowing what to do.
All right, Drab, you gave the guest rundown 20 times. All
right, what do you want to start with? What do you get into?
Do you think we could successfully execute an April Fool's joke on the guys next year?
Where we aren't here?
I don't know if it's a we thing. Mm. Maybe it's a sponsorship thing. Maybe it's a we have breaking news and we do some.
We aren't allowed to do fake breaking news.
Yeah, so it would have to be something station related.
Mm.
Hey, what if CK said the station flipped?
Right? That's a very elaborate prank.
I'm thinking out loud here. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that we could do to the guys? You could say,
you start playing El Zol music.
No, what if we gave the guys fake spots to read?
Oh, fake copy.
Yeah, fake copy.
Mm. All right.
I'm trying to spitball. I don't got anything right now.
I'm trying to think. I don't really have anything of how we could get the junkies some sort of fake payment.
Okay, you're onto something. Right. Money motivates them.
Yeah.
All right. Fake payment for what?
I don't know.
All right. Hey, we have an appearance for you after the show at.
No. Either we take money from them.
We have their agent call.
Yeah.
And say, hey, just to let you know, there's a miscalculation.
I need to take out another $4,000 this month.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right. We back pay.
Back pay. All right. We get Ross Eatman in on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have him leave a message to the guys.
Right.
Or send an email.
He sends an email overnight
with,
or something.
Yes, with a fake picture of an invoice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's more than that. It's got to be like $8,000. And he'll say it will be deducted from your paycheck this month or something. Right? And they'll be like, "What the? Well, we don't even. That's going to be negative paycheck."
Yeah. or have him say, "Hey, we contacted Odyssey. There's been a payment discrepancy. Your next paycheck is going to come directly to Ross Eatman Inc."
Yeah, and the email has to be sent at 5:57 a.m.
Okay.
So they're hot. I guess it could be in the middle of the show.
Yeah,
right?
It could be in the middle of the show.
9 a.m., 6 a.m. Pacific. More believable.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to workshop it.
All right, cool. Anyways, I got. It is what it is. My wife, I'll have to get her back next year.
Yeah, that's going to say you have to return the favor.
All right.
You have to be ready to run the reverse.
It's also been annoying that my kids have been saying, let's trick daddy again every day for the last 3 days.
Don't they know that's a special day?
Yeah, they don't know that yet.
But they're going to turn into
I'm the butt of all jokes there in the house right now. All right, guys, that's it. That's it for today. Let's have a good Thursday. Enjoy your weekend, and we will see you back on the Junkies.
See you guys.
Take care.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.